Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Bill Schauser for Community Comment. With rare exceptions, we humans are not rational. We're rationalizers. We try to force our perception of reality to fit our beliefs, rather than the other way around. This is why the vast amount of grief, angst, and encroaching dread that many of us feel today is likely due to the fact that deep down, whether we're willing to admit it to ourselves or not, everybody already knows the truth. Our way of life is unsustainable. In our hearts, we fear that someday, possibly soon, our comfy way of life will be ripped away. The simple reality is that society's hopes for a modern consumer class lifestyle for all are incompatible with the accelerating imbalance between the growing human population and the increasing depletion of the planet's natural resources. Basic math and physics tell us that the Earth's ecosystems can't handle the load for much longer. The only remaining question concerns how fast the adjustment happens. Will the future be defined by a slow burn, one that steadily degrades our living standards over generations? Or will we experience a sudden series of sharp shocks that plunge the world into chaos and conflict? It's hard to make predictions about the future, so it's left to us to remain open-minded and flexible as we draw up our plans for how we'll personally persevere through the coming years of change. While the specifics about the future elude us, the macro trends most likely to influence the coming decades are predictable. Here are a few trends. Federal debt, income inequality, and geopolitical tensions are rising, while funding levels of pensions and confidence in the future among younger generations are falling. Since I'm in the fourth quarter of my life, I'm hoping my pension will hold. If California, the fifth largest economy in the world, can't pay its pension obligations, the country as a whole is heading for some real major problems. But that isn't what concerns me. Here are a few statements from millennials that may just sum up many of their views that do concern me. When I'm at retirement age, around 2050, I think it's possible we'll have seen a breakdown of modern society. I don't think the world can sustain capitalism for another decade. It's socialism or bust. Resource wars will kill us if we don't accept that the free market will absolutely destroy us within our lifetime if we don't start fighting its dominance. And finally, I see the future as encompassing one of two possibilities, an apocalyptic total breakdown of industrial society or capitalism morphing into a government by the wealthy. Younger people are increasingly seeing that the model of extractive exponential growth, which is often errantly termed capitalism, when as practice it should be termed corporate socialism, has no future. And from one voice of their grandfather's generation, I think they may be right. This has been Bill Schauser for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.